Once, a long time ago, needing a definition of life for a speech I was giving. Assuming there was a simple one and looking around the internet, I was astonished at how diverse the definitions were and how very, very detailed each one had to be in order to include this, but not include that. If you think about it, a collection that includes a fruit fly and Richard Dawkins and the Great Barrier Reef is an awkward set of objects to try and compare. Douglas laughed at himself and at his own jokes. It was one of many ingredients of his charm. There are some oddities in the perspective with which we see the world. The fact that we live at the bottom of a deep gravity well, on the surface of a gas-covered planet going around a nuclear fireball 90 million miles away, and think this to be normal, is obviously some indication of how skewed our perspective tends to be. This next paragraph is one of Douglas's set pieces, which will be familiar to some people here. I heard it more than once, and I thought it was more brilliant every time. Imagine a puddle waking up one morning and thinking, "This is an interesting world I find myself in, an interesting hole I find myself in. Fits me rather neatly, doesn't it? In fact, it fits me staggeringly well. Must have been made to have me in it." This is such a powerful idea that as the sun rises in the sky and the air heats up, and as, gradually, the puddle gets smaller and smaller, it's still frantically hanging on to the notion that everything's going to be all right, because this world was meant to have him in it, was built to have him in it. So the moment he disappears, catches him rather by surprise. I think this may be something we need to be on the watch out for. Douglas introduced me to Lala. They had worked together years ago on Doctor Who, and it was she who pointed out to me that he had a wonderful childlike capacity to go straight for the wood and never mind the trees. If you try and take a cat apart to see how it works, the first thing you have on your hands is a non-working cat. Life is a level of complexity that almost lies outside our vision. It is so far beyond anything we have any means of understanding that we just think of it as a different class of object, a different class of matter. Life, something that had a mysterious essence about it, was God-given, and that's the only explanation we had. The bombshell comes in 1859, when Darwin publishes On the Origin of Species. It takes a long time before we really get to grips with this and begin to understand it, because not only does it seem incredible and thoroughly demeaning to us, but it's yet another